Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
How you doing, sir?
I am doing quite well, my friend.
Got some libations here right now.
Not just any normal libation, though.
Non-alcoholic.
Yes.
Yes. So all those people that called us alcoholics last week? Mm-hmm. Proving you wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. And plus, you know, it's going to be a short episode today, people, because, you know, Cody's new contract says I got to pay him by the hour now.
Exactly.
And I only got a quarter on me today. So I want to. Well, that's how much.
I remember signing off on that. I thought it was like 50 cents.
This Negro. Oh, I swear.
I could have sworn it's 50 cents, man.
You'll get your bonus.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, You'll get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. That's why he brought you, huh? That's why he say, now I know why. Oh, it's a setup. It's a setup. Yeah. See, unlike some people, they may know I'm an unfair and very cheap boss. And
you don't say.
And when I signed that, I made sure that you agreed to it first and then I changed it.
Oh,
without you looking at it.
Okey-doke.
Now we're gonna edit that part out, so it ain't illegal.
Oh,
yeah.
Now you wanna edit shit out.
Okay. Because I'm lazy. We got somebody else to do that today. I let everything fly off the riff, whatever. But anyway, though, so yes, it's a non-alcoholic beverage week this week or whatever. We already did dry January, and it's kind of in the mood of a little bit something else, whatever. So this company called Fresh Victor reached out to us, you know, chart setting and trend setting.
And fresh, ain't it?
It was better fresh.
Fresh to death.
Oh, I think I look fresh to death today.
Yeah, you do. I'll give it to you.
It's sweaty, though. It's hot. It was a long walk. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. And Sony blocked my access, whatever. Those motherfuckers. See, I can talk shit about them now, whatever, because I don't work for them.
I know it's been 8 years, but come on, man.
Has it been that long now? Yeah, they blocked me, so therefore I can talk shit about them now, whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
They movies. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so they sent us these libations out here, and finally getting to try them. I've had them for about 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah,
brother.
Man, you've been hyping these things up. I hear one in particular you've been hyping up. I want to say it's probably this one. You gave me a different story about this, though.
Why?
I don't know if you just bullshitting me or what.
What do you mean?
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to get my facts straight.
We got cups, whatever. There's a full.
Wait, full what?
Well, it's empty. It's three of
us. He's a fool.
Yeah, there's three of us. We all had to drink some.
Cups don't look that full to me.
Mateo, he stole some too. I gave him some earlier or whatever. Yeah, everybody got some or whatever. What you talking about? Yeah.
Okay.
It came shipped that way.
Oh, okay. That's
and it still tastes delicious. It still
I haven't tried it yet. I don't know. It might taste like.
Excuse me, then. It's hot, so I had to try it.
So I'm going for a sip, right? That's what we're here to do, right?
Yeah, we're here to drink. We're here to sip. We got about an hour or whatever. Yeah, so the first one we're drinking is the cactus pear and pomegranate. Mm-hmm. So Fresh Victor reached out. They sent us these bottles to try. They want to do an interview with the CEO, but I was like, I don't know if you know, but we known for talking a lot of shit about people.
Dad.
So kind of need to try your product out first before I just, like, you know, randomly talk to an owner.
Because we'll be honest on here.
Because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
But we'll be honest.
Yeah, because if it tastes like shit, then I'll let you know, whatever. Yeah, because I don't like drinking
shit.
People, now, if the owner of Dobell ever want to get on, we will gladly have a conversation with him more about that, whatever stuff. Yeah. Your drink tastes like shit. So, yeah, I'd be happy to tell you that.
Sweet and low in a glass.
Vanilla sweetener.
Oh, God.
So, it's good with coffee, I hear.
Oh, you can keep that.
Yeah.
I just take the coffee on its own.
I don't drink coffees. I wouldn't know, whatever. So, make an espresso out of it. So, yeah, we're drinking the cactus pear and pomegranate. Mm-hmm. So, these juices are kind of like only mixed. You kind of make margaritas with it. I brought the Lost Lore Mixto, too.
I see it right there.
And I'm thinking of just saving that for the last 15 minutes or whatever, for whatever the last one is. There is a, I can't remember. I think it's the Mexican lime and agave.
Now, do you want to do these in a particular order? It is like just whatever, this one, that one, that one.
Cody, how long have you known me?
No rules here.
I always got plans and stuff.
Indeed. Okay.
No, I don't. I'm just going to grab whatever the fuck comes to my hand. I just going to grab whatever the fuck I want to.
I was getting happy.
Yeah, I don't have rules. Only rules on this show is there's a whiskey week, there's a beer week, there's a tequila week, and then that's whatever the fuck I want to drink week or whatever and stuff. So, I'm so unorganized or whatever. That's probably why Sony let me go.
Getting to know what you
are. Yeah, it's true. Whatever stuff. Well, cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers, sir. There you go.
What happens all about.
This is the first time I've drank out of plastic cup on this show, too, by the way.
Actually, that's first for me, too. Oh, that's pretty good.
That pomegranate is really nice and sweet, isn't it? Yeah. I swear.
It's nice. It's not, not too sweet.
Yeah, I swear it tasted better when it was chill. It was.
I can see that.
It was in the car for about an hour.
Yeah, I can see this being better.
I don't know if you know, it's kind of hot outside.
It is. Yeah, it's a little toasty. I think it's like 80 degrees out here today. Something like that.
Oh, it felt hotter than that.
I'm sure it felt hotter.
I don't know
car,
if you noticed, but I got blacker. So in the five.
Oh, shit, you did.
Yeah, in the 5 minutes or whatever. Yeah. Wow. I got tired of being
that's
a light
patch right there.
Yeah, I got tired of being a light bright like you. So I was like, I'm gonna put some toned up color right here. So yeah. That cactus pear comes through a lot too, as well, though. There's like even a touch of agave syrup as well lingering in the background.
I do get the pear. You know, I don't eat too much cactus, so I'm not too familiar.
You never been to the desert?
That tastes, a couple times.
You never been stranded in that desert?
Not stranded. At least not yet.
You never been drinking in the desert and get stranded?
No. Can't say I have.
What about that time in 2011?
2011.
We didn't know each other at that time.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I just wanted to see you think about it for a second, right? Because you looked up in the sky.
I was like, what?
Hold on, yeah.
I said, was I stranded in the desert in 2011?
We never got stranded anywhere we didn't want to be. It was always in a city we wanted to be in. Mm-hmm. Usually it'd be like San Diego or by my old college or whatever, or mainly San Diego. There was never any drives out to Tijuana or nothing like that. Thank God. There was that one night, though, where I was like kind of unhinged, I guess, or whatever. Just a little bit. Almost ran that sign down or whatever and stuff. It wouldn't open up. And I was like, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I was like, and it opened up right on cue. I was like, oh, perfect. Yeah. I was like, oh. I was like, I paid for a bed, goddammit. I'm getting in that bed tonight, okay? So, shit. How you liking this so far, though?
It's really good. It's good. I like this. Yeah,
it's very refreshing, too.
Refreshing. Like similar to the only mix, I don't want to keep comparing contrasting those, but
it's the only two we've ever had.
Exactly. There's a nice mouthfeel to this, it's like a thickness, it's not like too thick.
It coats the mouth, is what you're trying to say. All the whole around the whole palate area and stuff, it just coats it really well, nicely. Comes off as like a cocktail mixer, but also comes off as a regular nice juice.
Yeah, I can see myself drinking this. Yeah,
like regularly, right?
Yeah, I have it chilled more, obviously, but
yeah,
I can totally see myself. Yeah, sitting outside drinking this.
You get a 64-ounce in some stores in Orange County for like $20.
Oh shit,
64-ounce is pretty huge.
It's good.
Yeah, you chill on this road. Plus on the ice. I let you take cups and throw them on that side over there.
We'll do that.
Because it's going to move along now.
Yeah. Right along.
Yeah, I'm going to move. I'll let you pick the next one. Just randomly grab it. Don't even look at the title.
Do this one.
No, I already touched it. You got to pick another one.
All right, fine.
Just pick anyone random.
Shit. All right, grapefruit sea salt.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Grapefruit sea here. I got it.
Yeah, I'm getting my cup. Yeah, that's a nice aftertaste on that.
You could taste like the aftertaste on it as well.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
First time you ever thanked me.
Yeah. Really?
No, I'm just making up shit now.
On the show, probably? Man.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's true. This one's a little bit chiller. It's got a little coldness to it still.
Yeah, this is more speed right here.
Is that grapefruit?
Grapefruit and sea salt.
Yeah, because I smelled the grapefruit right away.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, mimosa.
Okay. I haven't had grapefruit in a long time.
That's a strong-ass grapefruit, by the way.
That's really good, though.
I don't want to say it's bitter, but it has that aftertaste of
that's grapefruit.
That grapefruit aftertaste that it normally does. Grapefruit. Yeah. I feel like putting some champagne in it and making a mimosa. It's funny how non-alcoholic drinks make you want to drink alcohol.
Yeah, man. Maybe the sea salt is very subtle.
It's faint.
Very subtle.
I don't even taste it.
Yeah,
really.
I don't taste it much at all.
Like, I taste more of
which is good, because I don't want the fucking salty-ass juice. But this is...
I do like sea salt, though. No, because we...
I do, too. Yeah.
Because we had it in Only Mix, whatever, and it tastes fantastic, whatever. The agave syrup, too, on this is a little bit more subtle compared to the one we had.
This is a grapefruit bomb.
But it's still there.
Which I don't mind. That's really good.
What would you mix with it?
Ooh.
Some Puro Potro?
Puro Potro goes for everything.
Yeah, that's true. Sure, you get baby oil, you put Puro Potro on it. You go, just shake it up and mix it, and then you got more Potro.
El Zorro Blanco review last week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that last week? Oh, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. We do so many damn shows now. I don't even remember
last week. Oh, yeah, it's really good, man. Yeah. That tastes so fresh. Yeah, it's a chill too. Yeah, you gotta have these chills.
Yeah, you just gotta. That's why I grabbed it, because it takes me like, I would have got here earlier or whatever, but I guess a car accident happened or something like that, and that took up a little bit more.
I can down this easy.
Yeah.
Down the hatch.
What'd you get that first one?
I'll give it like a 3.
Yeah, what'd you give this one?
This is like 3.5. Last drop. I'll get 3.5.
I'm in the same range still, 3, for both or whatever.
This is really good.
Yeah, so I like this one a lot too, though. I feel like having brunch with this.
This is a perfect brunch drink.
And it's Sunday. And you, know, and you know what Nas says, right?
Ooh, you do a mimosa with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you got to have brunch. It. It's like he almost forgot I said it. That, by the way, people. He don't pay attention to me.
Yeah. I was infatuated with this juice.
If he ain't distracted by liquor, he distracted by his lady over there. So, yeah, hey, like he ain't paying attention to me or whatever and stuff. Like, yeah, see, you look right over there. He's just he's like, I don't even look at him or whatever. Yeah, I understand. I haven't gotten any prettier over the years. It's fine, yeah. The gray starting to come in, you know.
You can get a little more salt and pepper. I'm going to get some salt and pepper, too.
No, I allowed it to stay in this time. Oh. Normally, they cut it off and stuff like that. Yeah, and I said, why do you do that with my hair or whatever?
It's wisdom. Sign of wisdom.
Sorry. I don't know about that shit now.
Yeah. I plan on stealing. I guess case-by-case basis.
I plan on doing some dumb shit right after this. So, yeah. Wisdom my ass. Whatever. So, yeah. Mm. As a black man, life expectancy ain't that long. So, therefore, I plan on, like, you know, making the most of this YOLO life. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm still responsible. I did my taxes. They fixed a pothole, so I gave them a little bit more. So yeah.
Oh, they fixed that one?
That fucking one pothole complaining about for years. But you know what? There's a new one now.
I was going to say, yeah, you probably got 10 more.
Just this one more. Right in front of my fucking driveway. Oh, wow. Fucking place. It's almost like Uncle Sam. Like Uncle Sam said, you know what? I like you.
Well, that's good. It's only one pothole at a time. And not multiple potholes.
I think he told him. He said, I like him. He's constantly giving me more money. Mm-hmm. He's making more so that I could take more. Let's just do him a favor, but also fuck him at the same time, whatever. So, yeah.
I just throw this pothole right here. Yeah. He won't mind.
Yeah. No, I do mind this one, yeah, because it's fucking up my axle.
Probably. Oh, you do mind?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I have low-profile tires. I fucking mind very much.
You better.
Mm.
That was good.
The aftertaste on this one lingers a little bit more than the first one, too. Because that grapefruit note.
Yeah, I guess. It was just interesting, too. I wonder if the temperature has anything to do with that.
For sure. I guess next time we do something here or whatever and we do juices, I'll have to bring like a little cooler or something like that or whatever with some ice in it and stuff like that. I knew, like, you know, when I looked up directions, I was like, oh, I'll be there in 25 minutes, whatever. But then I was just like, yeah, 25 minutes on the 405 is like
that's probably good.
2 hours.
Attack another 20 minimum.
20 hours, you mean? Yeah, yeah. Fuck the 405. Is that company still in this building, by the way? Oh, no. So the company... when I would take the basement to get to the parking lot here, the company that worked on the 405 was in the basement.
Really?
I didn't know what they did. I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud because they're probably going to send me death threats.
The more you know.
Yeah, so they would. I would run into them every now and then. I'd be like, what do you guys do down here? They was like, oh, you know all the construction stuff on the 405? That's us, whatever. I said, so that's why they stuck your ass in the basement. They didn't want nobody to find your ass, whatever, huh? Because I got some words. Whatever. He said, yeah, every time you guys use the bathroom, we just hear it every time. Whatever. I said, I'm going to flush that motherfucker regularly.
I was imagining a bunch of trolls.
Yeah, I know. I was trolling my ass off. And I would stand by the door and look through the window sometime, whatever, and shit, when I was going home. Because, you know, from Long Beach to here, it's really not that far.
Oh, but it is.
But it is. But it is. It might as well. You might as well be doing a million man
not
march.
Far, but it is.
You might as well do a million man march or whatever and shit like that, walking and stuff like that. So, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, my turn. I'm going to grab in the back, and I'm just going
to do a little blind grab.
I'm doing a blind grab. Lemon sour.
Ooh, I was curious about this one.
You looked these up before?
No, I saw them. No, I just looked them up before we started recording. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, lemon sour.
Didn't do his research. And he wants that extra quarter.
I'll work my way up there. Don't you worry.
This Negro.
Don't you worry, sir. I'll get there one day.
You're never going to make that 75 cents. Yeah. Over my cold, dead body. Ooh. I considered it a donation when I did taxes. Ooh. It didn't take nothing off, really.
Man, so it smells like they're getting fresher and fresher each.
Well, I notice every time I pick one up, they're still chilled on the outside, I guess. It's just in the inside, they're a little bit more warm.
But I am very partial to lemon, so that does help as well.
You know what it smells like? A limoncello.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you nailed it. Yes.
Yeah. So for story time out there, I gave Cody a limited edition limoncello bottle.
Yeah, that was my first Hannah limoncello, actually.
I think I had just got back from Italy or whatever, and I had so much liquor on my hands, I told him, just take this shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, were we not here? I think we were in the parking lot or whatever here when I handed it to you.
Maybe. I
think we were in the parking lot here. So I think I was just getting done with work or something like that. And you were here. I don't remember what we was going to do. Probably the movie or eating or something. It probably was a movie, most likely. It was probably a shitty movie, most likely.
Oh, you know it was.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, it was
movie.
Across the street. It definitely was. Oh, yeah. I think it was that period. Remember all those
shit? Was it that Marlon Wayans?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
I think it was around that time.
Oh, so I did bless you with alcohol then that day then. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I needed that after that shit.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Because I had just got back from Italy or whatever. And
was that 50 Shades of Black? Where the fuck
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. And then I had like this star-shaped decanter with a limoncello because where my ex's family lived, they lived on the farm that made them and stuff. So I was drinking limoncello like it was water out there, not knowing what the hell it was or whatever. And then, you know, going like, I was sounding like that dude is it's like making noises and shit, whatever stuff. And they was like, but did we tell him there's alcohol in that? And it was like, oh, so,
he'll find out later.
It's fine. Yeah. Ooh, I like this one a lot.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Galactus.
Oh,
my God. That's good.
Oh, he just Yo Galactus. Wait a minute. What kind of racist shit is that? Hold on.
Wow.
Whoa, that is.
Man, I thought the grapefruit one was like a bit of a punch in the face. No.
Holy
shit. You know, it's more tangy than sour.
It's tangier, yeah.
It's not really sour, per se.
Once again, maybe it would have been if it's colder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, too, though.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's my favorite one so far. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I think maybe the grapefruit one was really good, too.
Man, you can make a lemon drop with this or whatever. Oh, man. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is growing on me.
You notice we haven't given notes?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, right? What you see is what you get. Yeah, you're just sitting here going like, oh, oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Lord,
my Galactus.
Oh, my. Oh. It's like a soundboard. Oh, Cody, your finger. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's when it's bad or whatever. Oh, no. That wasn't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, at least we're not saying, oh, no. And that would be a bad thing, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, or you know, oh, no, it's missing something. Man, this right here. Dude,
yeah, this is, wow. You talk about coating the, Jesus.
Yeah, you make a spicy margarita with this one.
Wow. Yeah, this is building up. Yeah, that's some staying power, sir.
Mm-hmm. You're right, because it does coat around the whole palate area, but also, too, it coats around the gums, too.
Now, actually, I think it's actually getting a little more sour, too.
No, it is. I know the more you sip it, it's getting more sour.
I was like, okay.
They probably heard you and said tart.
Sorry, I was not familiar with your game.
I said, bitch, I'll show you tart. It's like, sure, I'll show you tart. You tart.
Okay, yeah, I think this is my favorite one. Okay, yeah, the sour. Oh, I pick it up. Yeah, I like
that. I was at a 3.5. I'm getting this last drop. Last drop. Yeah, last drop. This is getting last drop. Yeah, this is really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so many ideas in my head now, too, as well. Put some spicer on here around, too. Yeah, make it like a sweet and spicy and sweet thing, whatever going on with the sourness on there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? This would go really good. And you know, us and Mescal, we were kind of hit and miss with that. I think a killer Mescal will actually go contrast really good.
That Dos Hombres?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because I wouldn't use
more smoky character.
I wouldn't use the Cabal one because that has a little bit more fruity flavors in it, whatever. I want something like Ruffina.
Yeah.
I would use Ruffina in Mescal because it's a little bit more smokier, too, as well. That's one of the ones I'll praise, by the way.
Something that contrasts with this, like, very well. I think something.
Go to Blue Wine and Spirits, get you a Ruffina Mescal out there. Yeah. They have a barrel pick one out there, too. Only 30 bottles made or whatever. It's freaking delicious. Man,
this is.
You know what? I think it's a little bit of experimenting, maybe.
Just a little touch, taste it, maybe.
Just a little mixed. Yeah, a little mixed, a little lost. Like
curious.
Just a little, you know. Just a little. Shake. Yeah, shake it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not stirred. Yeah, you know, don't James Bond it. Just shake it up a little bit. Just see what it does, you know. Oh, I can smell it though.
Yeah, you definitely smell that. That smells good.
That lost lore
is no joke, man.
Man, so that's a $30 bottle right there, and it's used for like, it's like Puro Pocho. It's made for making cocktails, whatever stuff. Yeah. But I've sipped it on its own. Yeah, you can drink it on its own, though.
Good Lord. Yep.
Oh, damn.
You imagine some ice in this
with some little bit of salt on whatever.
Game over.
Oh damn. Oh,
yeah. That's yep.
See that margarita incense, whatever. Now you add your own little ingredients in there. Gets like some, maybe like put a little lemon drop in there.
Jalapeno in there.
Make it spicy. You want to go spicy as possible, whatever. Put a little jalapeno in there. Some tahini on the side as well.
Oh, God. This just got brought up to the next level, sir. Holy shit. That's so fucking good.
It's like a lemon is melting in your mouth.
Oh, wow. That works.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it works very well.
I like that a lot.
Man.
That's a last drop.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's a last drop cocktail right there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I didn't even do shit. I just poured it in the water.
Lost Lauren. Man, yeah. That's it.
I'd be lying on this show sometimes. I'd be like, yeah, I put a little pizzazz in that. You know, I took my finger and swirled it, whatever stuff. I checked it out, whatever stuff like that. Not really. All I did was just pour it into a cup and then I shook it like this. A
little swirl.
Swirl. Yeah. We're going to edit that part out too. They don't even know my secret. Yeah. Ooh. I like how the Lost Lore, though, also kind of thins it out a little bit, so it's not as heavy.
Yeah.
So you're getting the alcohol in as well now, too, as well.
Man, it also gives it a bit more, like, body, too, a little bit.
It adds more to the body. Because if the body was, like, at a 5 or a 6, actually, I would put this body at, a 6-7 or whatever. And,
this guy.
I didn't say that on purpose. God
damn
it.
This guy.
I did not say that on purpose. I did not fucking say that on purpose. Whatever. With the Lost Lore, I'd put it at an 8 or 9 now, whatever. I just fucking did not. You know, I said that shit two times this weekend now, whatever. Not even knowing what the hell I'm saying, because I don't even know what the hell that means.
I discovered that was a thing this past, November. My girlfriend knows about the legend of the 6-7.
Ain't you glad you got someone smarter in your life so you could just, ask them questions and stuff like that? Yeah. I finally have that now, too, where I can ask them questions and they know everything, whatever. But she gives me too much credit saying I'm smart, whatever, and I go like... Okay, don't let the suit fool you now. That's just for looks now. You show up in the suit or whatever, you already won the battle halfway, and you just walk in with the confidence. Once they start asking questions, you go like, yeah, oh, so what we're going to do is we're going to turn to page 5. Please be on page 5. Please be on page 5.
Situation.
I'd be like, oh, this must be a new edition then, whatever. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and take a caucus. We're going to take a break real quick or whatever and move along here. Yeah, so... yeah, because if you was just alone, your dumb ass would never figure that out.
Nope.
So, yeah.
Oh, man, that was excellent.
I think hanging out with me, too, has kind of made you dumber.
At points, yeah.
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 Now you have a balance.
I do. It's like a yin and yang type of thing.
I'm yin and yang, though. That's the problem.
She's
the glue that holds it together. So that makes it better, because without that glue or whatever... You're just getting the worst of both sides. And we all know how you get when you get that way. Just quiet and sitting in the corner.
Just slump.
Yeah. You ever tell her when you just get low, that one time you got really drunk and I was kind of fucked up too, whatever. And we were in a big crowd, whatever. We were in San Diego. It was his birthday, I think. And the air is starting to hit me, right? We just followed him. I don't know why. He don't even know where he was going or whatever, stuff like that. He was just walking. He's just walking in the street. It was like a Halloween party going on too, so it's crowded and stuff like that. And he's just walking. And then finally, I'm surrounded by a bunch of people, and the liquor's starting to wear off on me. Where the fuck are we going? So where are we going? And he's just still walking. I said, no. And somebody said, we're just following him or whatever. I was like, oh, no. I was like, we can't do that. I was like, uh-uh. So, yeah. I got in front of you. I saw that look in your eyes. I was like, oh, shit. He long gone or whatever for days or whatever. I was terrified. I was just like.
Classic yard stare.
Yeah. It took me 5 minutes, whatever, for that air to hit me or whatever. And I was just like, where the fuck are we? Whatever and stuff. This is a no. Where are we going? I was turned into a camera. I was like, I demand to know where we're going on. And I saw you just leading the way or whatever.
How the fuck did we end up in La Jolla? What the fuck is going on?
We were walking for quite some time, whatever stuff. A fight broke out in front of us. He didn't even notice it. He was standing right next to it, whatever. I said, hey, watch out, Cody. There's a fight. And he just went, huh? He looked down, whatever. He was so hungry for this pizza that he was in line for, whatever and stuff, that he forgot. He don't even know if the pizza was good, by the way.
It didn't matter, Tip.
By the way, I walked by that pizza place when I was out there. When I took that, remember when I took the photo when I was at the cigar lounge is across the place from the place we got kicked out of that bar.
Oh, yeah, that the Irish.
I was staring at it for the longest on the patio, and I was looking. I was like, why does that look familiar? And I stared at it more, and I went, I looked inside. I said, oh. It still exists.
Yeah, that Irish, that was bullshit, by the way.
It wasn't bullshit to me because we got a free hour and a half out of it.
Sure.
And that dude gave me my money back.
Yep, he gave you the deposit back.
And that probably was even more dangerous because when he handed me that $400 back or whatever, I was just like, oh.
Hey, oh. Yep.
I'm really going to fuck with So, yeah. And the night was young.
Yep. Yeah. Too fucking young.
Yeah. Never follow Cody when he's that way, whatever. I don't even know where he's walking. Maybe he's looking for food, I guess, that day.
I was looking for purpose.
He was looking for the meaning of life.
Yes.
That would have been a funny story had you met her for that. That would have been a great story, actually, whatever. It's a shame she wasn't around. Well, how long ago was that? That was 2012. I don't know now. Maybe not now. Then I take that back. It would have been a funny story for you. Now, wish she would have liked you, that's a different story, whatever, because you probably wouldn't even acknowledge her at that point, whatever, because you didn't acknowledge anything in life or whatever at that time, whatever. Somebody was throwing up, you didn't even notice it, whatever. You was just like,
I was just like my own realm, man.
The shadow realm himself, yes. Whatever. Yeah.
Wasn't here.
You didn't have that Gold Ranger power that day, so yeah. I'll let you pick the next one, sir. Just random guess it. That dark, too. What was that, cucumber? Lime. Yeah, I kind of figured it was a cucumber, yeah. Guys.
Sir.
Is it a new cup? Yeah, it's a new cup. That would be funny though if you met her during that time. Like, I just think it'd have been hilarious.
Hilarious to some.
Yeah. Hilarious for her to tell people. I don't know, not so much for you.
Not for me.
Yeah. You wake up and like, oh, I woke up and next you know, we together or whatever. So, he woke up in the same room with me, so it's fine. I think we both risen like vampires. He was like, yep. Hungry. Did we order Domino's that day or something?
I think we did. It was some shitty pizza we ordered.
We didn't give it like
breadsticks.
We ate it.
It was so fucking hungover.
And we were talking shit about cartoons, by the way. We was watching Teen Titans Go. Yeah. And we was just sitting there going like, fucking cartoons, man. That was the first stage of getting old. We started talking
to him. Yeah, I think
so. He was like, this shit sucks, dude. You ready to hit the road? Sure. And all we did was bitch more that day or whatever.
That's all we did. That's all we did.
Ooh, I love this.
It smells very nice.
See, this is that only mix one.
Right.
But that was cucumber lime, whatever stuff. So this got a little. So now we can do a compare and contrast on that. Yeah.
Reminiscent of that.
So this one, you know, would go good with that mix, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and sip that then. That cucumber coming to be prominent. Ooh,
good. Very, very clean.
It's very clean. I don't get the agave syrup on this one, though. I think that's where the only mix might have it beat. Because I love that agave syrup on there. It comes off as more healthier.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, like than an actual mixing drink or whatever. Like,
It almost feels like, they're actually like taking like a blender.
They blendered this or whatever,
like a puree or something like that.
I don't get none of that agave syrup on this.
I get a little bit, but
we probably should have drank water after each sip of these. I didn't think about it. It's right over there.
This is good. Not my favorite of the bunch. It's good.
Yeah, it's not doing. Oh, they give you ingredients of what to make on this. Oh, they telling you what the cocktails to make out of this, sir.
Oh, look at that. Okay,
telling you what glasses to use too.
That.
Yeah. Like a little instructions every now and then. I'm not going to follow them.
Okay. I recommend gin for this. Okay.
Recommend gin for that. Okay.
I can see that.
You got some gin at home. I got some gin at home too. Organic cucumber juice, freshly squeezed lime juice, organic agave nectar. I barely get the agave nectar.
Yeah, I don't really get much of that. Ton of cucumber though.
Mm-hmm.
Lime is there.
The lime is there.
Subtle.
It's subtle. I wonder if it would just come off more if it was chilled though.
Yeah.
Because this one's a little bit more warmer, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this one goes back super easy.
Yeah.
You didn't really think about this.
This is a great one for the hot day outside.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Sitting on the backyard or the patio for you.
Yeah, I'll give this one a... I'll give it a
2.5. Yeah. I'm at a 2.5.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like I would drink this one the most, honestly, though.
It's the easiest to drink.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not really, it's nothing heavy on the back. Because the agave on the other ones, they weren't heavy to the point where like I wouldn't drink them. They were just like heavier than this one.
Right, they have more of a lasting power, more of an effect.
Yeah. Whereas in this one, I feel like I could just down this and like.
Yeah, whatever you think about
it. Just like a workout drink here or whatever.
I'm
just
could doing be.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Mm. I do like it though.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Yeah. It just feels like a little bit more oilier and looser. It's not as heavy on the gum.
It's very much more light in the mouth. Palate.
Yeah. Damn, this is much easier than glasses.
I'll say so.
Yeah. Might have to start working with a plastic cup company now at this point. Yeah. I'm kind of eyeing this one right here.
Ooh, good choice, sir. I'm curious about this one.
Damn, should we save that for this one with the tequila?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's put this up here then. Okay, only two left then. Okay, yeah. Let's go through these, put this right here. Damn, we did get through these fast.
Yeah, okay. Not bad.
All right. So I'm gonna pick this one in. It's another one of your pineapple and ginger root.
Okay.
It's interesting combination.
Very interesting combo.
Pineapple and ginger juice.
Like, sir.
Welcome. Oh, poured you a little bit more there. It looked like pineapple juice.
It does. It smells like pineapple.
It smelled like pineapple. Got a whiff of that. Ooh, now. Yeah. It's like, it smells like pineapple juice.
Yeah, you definitely get best of both worlds right there. Pineapple juice and ginger.
Oh, yeah. Ginger came through like
that's really actually a perfect combo right there.
Actually, like, I smell the pineapple more when it's farther away. The ginger comes through more on the nose. And man, so,
this smells really good.
This is another one. You put some champagne. Something creamy. You want to go like a little foam and cream on top or whatever and stuff?
Interesting.
Put the pineapple in the cup right there. Oh, whatever. You know what I'm going at with that? Yeah, put a little umbrella in there, too.
I wonder what they say. They recommend.
Oh, yeah. Check it out on the other side. What they got recommended?
Vodka, no. That's hard, no. Diamond hard, no.
Suck my dick. I ain't giving you no. What? No. Is that still a spirit?
To some, it is.
Well, it haunts my nightmares, whatever.
You know, tasting it, interesting. You get like zero ginger unless it starts to build up.
I feel like.
Well, it just tastes like straight pineapple juice.
So the ginger is more on the nose?
Yeah, it's way more on the nose. I'm not getting any.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is pineapple juice. It's kind of boring to me, honestly.
I like that pineapple, though.
It's fine.
I like the pineapple.
It's good.
Yeah.
I was just expecting something else from the nose.
I guess so. I was expecting a little bit more complexity to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like it, though. It's kind of up there. Did we grade that other one? We said 2.5?
I think we said 2.5.
Yeah, that was the cucumber one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
if I was to drop the cucumber one, because I feel like they're on par with each other for me right now, I'd put them both at 2s in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I just like I give them the 0.5 just because it's so easy to drink. Like, I feel like I would drink that regularly or whatever. This one the same, but like, I kind of see where you're coming from too, because then I'd just be like, well, then I'll just get pineapple juice in.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice is cheaper. I don't even know where you buy pineapple juice. I've never seen it in the stores, man.
Yeah, this one's not doing much for me.
It's light, that's why.
It's fine, but yeah.
The ginger's starting to come through.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, like a tiny bit, yeah. Like, because it wasn't there now. Now it's there a little bit. Yeah, the ginger's coming through a little bit more.
Okay, it's been up a little bit. Okay, yeah. I think it's still the least favorite of these that we tried thus far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's getting a little better.
I like it, though. It's refreshing. I think I'm a little bit more higher on this one than you are. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll stick with a 2 on this.
I think because me, I was thinking of what I could do with it.
I'm sure there's a lot you could do with this.
There's a lot you can do with this. Yeah. And it's not vodka.
Hell no.
It's damn sure not. I'd put rum in this, to be honest.
I could totally see that.
I'd put rum more in this.
Totally see
coconut
that.
Rum or whatever and stuff like that. Yeah. That's where I was thinking of like the more foamier stuff like that. What was that? Bruno Mars, Salve Ray, coconut rum right
Salve
there.
Ray.
Mm-hmm. I'd put that in there.
I can see that.
A little pineapple on top. You know, I could put some ice in there. Yeah. Shredded ice. Got to put the cut up little rocks ones, whatever and stuff. Fill it up to the top. Crusty. Pour that on there. See, that I'd probably give a 3.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind
of. I'm kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of teetering on the 2 and 2.5. I don't know where I'm going with it. I'll be nice. I'll give it a 2.5.
Okay.
Because I'm enjoying it, whatever. But I agree with you that it's not really doing much for me, whatever. I just like the pineapple juice aspect of it. Yeah. It's really good. So, but it'd probably be the one I wouldn't buy as far as right now, of all of these or whatever. I wouldn't need a 64 ounce of this one. I think I'm fine with just that regular bottle there.
Yeah.
But it is the one I'm most curious about making a drink with, though, too.
Yeah. That would definitely at least bring it to new heights, I would say. At least you would hope. But
last one before we start getting in the mix and matching here.
Gritty.
And that would be the 3 citrus and mint leaf. These bottles are getting a little bit warmer, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
They start cooling down.
Start grading a little harder.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Thank you, sir. 3 citrus. Definitely smells citrusy.
Yeah, it smells heavily citrusy. Damn, shit. Yeah, that's heavily. Damn. 3 stages of hell in this motherfucker's glass. We're like, what the hell? Shit. Dante's Inferno in this bitch. I think it's this one.
It's
Dante's Inferno's in this bitch. I'm on a 6-layer of hell right now. Shit. That's probably that's probably where I'll end up at. Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
most likely.
How many layers again? Is it nine? Seven?
I think.
Oh yeah,
could be nine.
We're gonna have a good time down there. Don't worry. Yeah,
I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll hold a space in line. I appreciate you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whatever. Thank you. You could talk to her up in the heavens above. Be like, how's it up there? Huh? Yeah. Ooh, that is citrusy. What's that aftertaste?
There is mint in there.
There's mint, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
There's that, yeah. That's like nice. A little. I like that.
That's different. Mm-hmm. It's unique.
Interesting. You know what, the with the three citrus thing going on, I don't think it really adds anything.
No.
It tastes like just citrus.
Because honestly, what citruses are there? Yeah, first of all, yeah, it was like lime, lemon, and...
there's no defining citrus.
No, they all taste the same. Yeah. Yeah, they all kind of...
It's good. I do like this, though.
I do like this one a lot, actually. Ooh. Hmm. Okay, see, I was going to say this, and it already said it for me. Make a mojito with this one.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. This one has like...
It's no brainer right
there. Put the mint leaves in there, too, as well. Perfect. Yeah, this has like mojito written all over. Just want to post this out, too. These are kosher, gluten-free, organic, and non-GMO, too,
what
as well.
What could you ask for?
Yeah, they're a little bit airy. And our favorite thing, too, no preservatives, no artificial colors, and no artificial flavoring.
I love it.
Love if it did say that, I'd be like, whoa, my rating is changing. No. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like this.
I think you're saying what I'm saying for the last two. I think you could sip this one regularly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging this. I might, 2.5 and 3 on this one.
I think I'm going 3.
3?
Because you get that little itch in the back of your throat there.
Because there's a little tingling spice character there.
There is like a tingling spice
there. Advertised here, but it's there.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe the mint leaf is affecting one of the citruses there.
Yeah, I do really like that mint in the back end, too. Very nice finish.
Caught me off guard for a second. I didn't know what it was because I forgot what flavor it was. But
okay, yeah, it's doing some cool things, man. I think I'll give it a 3.
I'm giving this a 3, yeah. A 3. This
that's,
is easy.
That's fair.
This comes off refreshing, too, as well. It's very relaxing.
And it has me wanting a mojito as well. I haven't had one of those in a while.
The last time we had a mojito was when we did the review for that mojito bar.
Shit.
That was in Newport, I think, as well, yeah. That place still exists?
I don't think so.
It probably does. Mm-hmm. I think it was called the Rooftop. Yeah. That was when them seagulls were attacking us and shit. Yeah. That was when we used to do bar.
Oh, no, that place is still there.
It's, I did drive by it or whatever, but you could just see the rooftop, whatever. But yeah, we had because that bar is famous for mojitos and stuff like that. That was back when we were doing our bar reviews.
That's right. That's right.
And now we don't really like that many bars.
Bars at home.
We kind of still do bar reviews every now and then when we go to one or whatever, but not really as much or whatever. Yeah, it used to be like a staple of the, instead of tequila week, I guess it was a bar review week or whatever, stuff like that. Yeah. I think Barco kind of just like set the standard on that or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, I don't really need to go to any more bars now.
Or review them.
There's that too as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, man. The three citrus and the mint leaf. I like that a lot. That was good.
It grows on you the more you sip on it, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, that one, I got to drink water after, because...
Actually, you know...
That one lingers a little bit. Yes, people, even with non-alcoholic beverages, you got to rinse that out.
Rinse that palate. Cleanse it.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to do the, now we're getting into the Lost Lore world here of Mixto. We put all this stuff in the back now because you kind of serve no purpose to us. Well, you do because they've been delicious so far. I think the lowest one for Cody was the, what was that?
The pineapple.
The pineapple one. Mm-hmm. And the lowest for me then would be the pineapple and the cucumber, which I just gave the same rating to, 2.5s. So, let's see. Jalapeno and lime and Mexican lime and agave. I'm going to let you blindly choose one, whatever, without looking at it, man. I feel like they might be the same thing.
or not.
Right.
You know, I would have saved this one for last. That's just me.
How do you know which one that is?
That's the jalapeno one, right?
Damn, it says on the back, don't it? Son of a bitch. No. Damn. He can read. Who taught you labels? Damn, that extra 25 cents. See, now you got hooked on phonics, whatever, and stuff. See?
I told you I was going to earn this.
Damn, shoot. Buying him reading equipment and stuff.
Losing faith in me.
Books. Shoot. Dare you, sir. Dare you read now.
Dare you.
You ever heard that Chris Rock joke where he was like, who taught you octagon? He's like, why'd you run that stop sign or whatever?
Dumb.
He's like, stop sign? He was like, you mean that octagon stop there? He's like, who taught you octagon? Probably was a thing, by the way.
Shapes.
Yeah, that probably was a thing, right? So I was like, yeah. It's kind of a big word for me. Yeah, so it's like, it
can't be, yeah.
Who teaching you shapes and sizes or whatever and stuff? Yeah. Which one is this one? It's the Mexican lime and agave?
Yeah.
What the hell is a Mexican lime?
It's like a lime from Mexico?
Oh, okay. There's a grown tree there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Source from Mexico, I guess.
Okay.
So this one, they recommended tequila or mezcal. Interesting.
I'm just going to make up some fucking fruit now. I'm just going to be like, I got a black lime here. And then an African agave, whatever. Yeah. You can get all of both.
It might be.
Yeah. I didn't see none. I was out there twice. I didn't see no agave plants. But then again, I saw an agave plant over here in California. I tried to pick it up. It was heavy. It was at a clinic. I was just like, I don't need this or whatever. I was like, yeah. So, and then it was like, it was deep in the ground. I was like, damn.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Cut it and put liquor over it. Put it in the tub. Watch it grow and shit like that. Like, be like, oh, look at it. Just need a little wash. You know, it's like, treat it like a pet and shit. Put a leash around it.
Way back.
Put a leash around it. Take it for walks and shit. Like, just like, you know, I don't know. Raise it to get bigger and stronger. And then it'd be like, you know, then whatever it is they do in Mexico to cut that bitch up and make a tequila out of
like
it.
Like one of the greatest short stories of all time.
Yeah.
It
ends with the police officer knocking on my door talking about, sir, did you steal an agave off of this medical clinic or whatever? And I'd be like, how dare you, sir? How dare you? I didn't steal it. I liberated it. Okay. Or whatever. It needed water.
And now, I set it free.
Yeah. I go in the backyard. That shit dying. I'm like, no. Agave. That's his name. Agave. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not really getting much on the nose here. I mean.
My nose is pretty basic. That's why I just went in for the palate.
Ooh, but that taste, though.
It's really good.
That is.
Very similar to one we tried.
It was one of them that tastes similar.
Not this
one. Not the three citrus. Not the pineapple, neither. No. Was it the grapefruit sea salt?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was the grapefruit. Because there's a little sea salt on this one. Or at least it tastes like sea salt, I should say. But you said you wasn't getting, I can't remember.
It wasn't too much. I didn't get like a lot of sea salt. I'm getting more than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't even think that's sea salt. I think that's more of just the agave itself or whatever.
Yeah, but I think it insinuates sea salt more.
Yeah, it does it better than the grapefruit one does.
Yeah.
It's because the lime is more potent on it. That's why.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, the lime is like super potent on this one.
Ooh.
All right, people, if you need a lime, get a Mexican lime. Apparently they taste better.
I think it's 3.5 for me. This one? Like, your nose is whatever, but that flavor.
I might give this a last drop.
Last drop, okay.
Yeah, I might give this a last drop. Yeah, this is...
All right, I'll see that.
Dude, this giving me ideas of stealing agave plants, giving me, like, you know, call it little agave.
The great agave heist.
Yeah, exactly, whatever, yeah.
The great agave caper.
Using your vehicle, by the way. Oh, actually, using a Waymo. Drive, Waymo, drive!
Perfect getaway vehicle.
Correction, do you want to go left? God damn it, just go! Just go! I can tell you're angry. Let us play some calming music for you. Whatever. It's like fucking Baymax and shit. Whatever. Just start. It's like, ah, damn, way more shit. I don't even make it home with this damn thing. It already just caused open the door and grab my ass. Like, ah, damn.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's really good.
Tell me that ain't growing on you. See?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it'll make you want to bump that rating up a little.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with 3.5.
It's good, dude. Because it lingers on the lips, too, as well. You taste like that little bit.
No, it doesn't really linger on lips for me.
I just didn't say linger. I mean, like, it like puts a little potent on the lips so you can taste the syrup on it as well. That's good syrup.
You definitely
right there.
Get the agave syrup in this.
Yeah, you get that agave syrup. It's heavy on this one.
It's quite a bit viscous. Yeah. A little bit.
Well,
time to enhance that a little bit.
Oh, please do, sir. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, you should get away for that first.
Goddamn.
Wow.
Lost lore.
Continuing to do things the right way.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mix.
A little stirring action there.
Dude, every time, dude, Lost Lore just makes everything better.
They do.
They really do.
They make everything better.
They do.
A shitty movie, better.
Yep.
Anything that helps with that.
Hot sun, better.
Yep.
Cold weather, better. Going broke, better. Mm-hmm.
Feeling sick, better.
Yeah, better. Yeah. Shitty job, better.
Better.
Yeah. Especially if you can sneak some in between hours.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is definitely last job with that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah, it tastes better, doesn't it?
Oh, man, that's excellent.
That's way better.
Yeah, oh, that's really good. Yep.
I mean, imagine if that was chill, too.
Game
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
With game some over.
Rocks and stuff. Okay. Wow.
Oh, that is so good, dude.
Wow. Man, that is phenomenal right there. Damn.
Yeah.
It really balances out the agave on that.
It does.
It's not as heavy anymore, so it lightens it up just a little bit, but it's still potent. The lime comes through a little bit more, like a little bit strength on it now as well, too. Like, it's not just like lemony, limony or whatever. It's like kicking you right in the face and stuff. I love that. And the mix, though, what's so great about it is not too strong of alcohol neither.
Man, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It's worth $30 now, right?
Oh, yeah,
that bottle's worth
it. Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer. Any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm. Lost Lore never does it really wrong, do they?
No, they don't. They do no wrong. Yeah. At least from what I've tried. I've tried a decent amount.
I've tried almost a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. So yeah.
You tried all of them.
I've tried all of them except for like their barrel picks. I've only had like two of them. Mm-hmm. That first one I had was fucking blew my mind or whatever. I still haven't even opened the one I just got from Arizona. Because I'm so upset that they signed the damn bottle for me or whatever. I was just like, dude, don't do that. Makes me want to keep it now, whatever. But I was like, obviously, I got to open that one because it's not like they have more of that. So, yeah. But, yeah, I pretty much had the whole lineup. I've had all the new stuff that just released that I don't own the bottle to. I've had, like, their special releases. I own all the special releases. But, yeah, they steer no wrong with me or whatever. All their products are damn near, like, three or last drop. Even their regular lineup, which I had recently with Yoon. The last event I went to, Reposado's fire, the Añejo's fire, Blanco's, they kick ass or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, I can't say anything bad about them, to be honest. That's Lost Lore, by the way, people.
Ooh. Yeah, this is killer.
Mm.
This is killer.
I like that a lot, actually. Man. That is really good.
Damn.
That actually is a perfect margarita, to be honest.
It really is.
Yeah, that might have been the...
Yeah, this has a lot to live up to.
That's the one you make a margarita with, though. So that is that one right there. One. Yeah, if anything says it, which I'm sure it does, by the way. Yeah, it says margarita. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
That's quality.
Yeah, I gotta wash that out now.
That is quality. Oh, man. Oh, that sip was so good.
Oh. All right. Last one. The jalapeno and lime.
This is the one I'm very curious about.
It's actually the one I'm probably thinking is, I think it should be the best one.
Yes.
And that one I'm going to pour the most of.
All right. Like, sir.
Yep.
All right, jalapeno.
I expect great things from this because
nothing but the greatest. Oh my God.
I can smell it from here, actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I already know.
You know, it's funny. The first thing that came to me when I smelled it from, I was like, is that a cactus, too, as well?
Oh, man.
Get that cactus scent on there as well.
That smells incredible.
That jalapeno sticks out right there.
Wow.
Agave syrup. There feels like there's a hint of some sea salt on there too, as well. Just a little hint.
Oh, bullet.
What does that say? This one too. That say margarita?
No, but vodka.
The fuck? Why would I put that in this?
Yeah, why?
Why would I do that?
Jalapeno Collins is what they recommend.
A what?
A Collins is like a...
Oh, I thought you said common. Like
No.
I was just like, what, a jalapeno common, whatever? What the hell? Oh, okay, yeah. Damn, okay. I know he's tough in his acting roles, but damn, shit. Ain't got to put him in a glass now and drink his ass, shit. I'm sure he would like that, by the way, but damn. That brother don't age, by the way. I just want to put that out there, too. That motherfucker been looking that same way since I was a kid.
I've seen him the light. He looks exactly the same.
He is the light. Brother, light as hell, whatever, shit. Damn, too. Yeah, I remember I saw him perform in my college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a weekend thing too as well. He brought this girl instead. He straight up asked her, "How old are you?" First, I was like, I said, "Smart man, right there." Because you know anybody can walk on a campus, or whatever, especially if it's a concert and stuff. So yeah, that smell, man.
That's that's just like it smells like they just split a jalapeno and just like put the juice essence.
Smell in like that dirt road I left you on.
It smelled this good,
Dan. I'll leave you on the best dirt roads, whatever. That, hell yeah. Do you think I'm just gonna leave you in a random dirt road?
That's true.
Yeah,
you doing me on the finest.
I saw them coyotes. I said, "Have fun with them, Cody." Spicy as hell.
You weren't awake before. You are now.
Yeah. Why is that shit still in my throat?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It lived up to his name. Okay. Yeah.
That's still going.
That's still lingering,
that's
still too.
Going. That's that first sip still.
Damn, I started speaking Arabic. I sipped that one. Hamdulillah. Oh, man.
You know.
You
know, never mind. I'm going to shut up for a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up. Never mind. I'm about to say something.
But reminds me of like a spicy cactus candy.
I'm going to get a couple more sips in. Okay. God, I love spicy stuff.
Yeah.
I love spicy stuff so much.
Fuck that vodka. Put a margarita or mezcal in this, whatever. It's mezcal. This mezcal.
Oh, it's totally mezcal.
I wouldn't put tequila in this. Mm. Unless it's like
I'll put
high proof.
Yeah.
I put a high proof. I need something a little high on
mezcal,
this.
Though.
The mezcal is where it's at. I feel like the tequila would just like, you'd be like, I feel like it could be better. Yeah. No, the mezcal is where it's at.
Mm.
Rufina mezcal, people. You got to get that. That would work. Yeah. Oh, man. That lingers like crazy.
Yeah, that's nice.
That shit's all in my gums and the back end too as well.
I do really love the spice character.
Mm-hmm.
And the juice itself is really good too. I don't think it's still quite to the level of the Mexican lime and agave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the lemon sour is still like my winner right here.
I like this more than the Mexican lime and agave. But I think the lemon sour I like more.
Yeah, lemon sour is still
lemon sour is still
that's
my
the one for me. Yeah.
Yeah, lemon sour is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I like this one. As far as like the ones I would try to make a margarita, I guess I said I'd make it with that. That jalapeno lime just hits for me. I love that spiciness to it.
That's nice.
The lime is very in the background. The jalapeno just takes over everything there.
Yeah, this is growing on me.
I told you. Yeah, this one hits, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
it's getting a little more complexity now.
It's hitting, dude. Yeah. For a juice to hold that much spice in it, dude, that's like crazy.
Yeah, I'm getting the spice. Not only the spice, I'm getting like the actual jalapeno.
Yeah.
Like the fruit.
The
vegetable itself.
I was having it on the tongue right away. Mm-hmm. And then like the spice is just more on the back end, but the tongue is where it's carrying that jalapeno action.
Yeah, this is, that heat is lingering.
And then not only that, like it doesn't taste as heavy neither. It's just kind of, I don't want to say oily or whatever, but it kind of just flows really good, too.
Okay. Lemon drop this, and then I'll put the Mexican lime agave.
I'd have to go back to the lemon drop. I'm doing some recency bias right now. This one's probably my favorite, but I think I really like that lemon drop a lot.
I still put the lemon sour.
Was it lemon sour? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, lemon sour.
Yeah.
We said lemon drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lemon sour. Which one was this, the pineapple? Oh, pineapple and ginger root.
Yeah.
And that one is the three sips. I like that one, too. Yeah, the three sips.
That was good.
Oh, shit, we didn't even open strawberry lemonade. Yeah. Damn. All right, well, we'll get to that eventually. Forgot about strawberry and lemon over there. It's just sitting there. I was like,
hey, what about me?
I was like, why is that bottle full? I was like, what's going on there?
Hey, put them up.
Tasty too.
Yeah, put them up right now. Come on, drink me. Whatever. Yeah.
That wouldn't be the first bottle that ever told me that, by the way. Whatever. Yeah. I've had some benders, whatever. I looked at some things and go, like, why are you talking? Talk to me sexy now. I like this one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Yeah, it's hidden.
Yeah, it just, you feel it in the finish.
There's a little particles in there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the particles in the cup and before I put it, like, it was lingering at the top. Yeah.
That's as fresh as it gets right there. Oh, I like that.
Mm.
Ooh, man. This comes into its own after like four or five sips. You're there. Yeah, that's
a last drop.
That's the last drop.
Yeah.
That's the last drop.
That's the last drop for me. Yeah, I didn't even need to think about it as much. Whatever.
Lemon sour, and then this, last drops.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the last drop. Mm-hmm. I didn't even need to think about it. The lemon sour, and this one's definitely my favorite. It
pills up so nice.
Yeah.
That spice, oh my God.
I really liked that cactus pear and pomegranate when it was chilled, though, too. That was, like, really freaking good. I had that right out of the fridge.
Like a Ziploc?
I had that right on the fridge, and like I poured it with some of this Lost Lore mix, though. It just tasted really phenomenal. Like, dude, this is really good.
Yeah.
Really freaking good. I like this a lot.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? Can't wait no more.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, I think building.
Yep.
Get a little stir action right there.
Squiggle.
Okay. You can smell that Lost Lore, that's for damn sure. That mix, though, is strong smelling, by the way, too, for something.
Hmm.
See, I told you. That's why I wouldn't put tequila in this.
Yeah, it dilutes it way too much.
That's why I wouldn't have done that.
Nah.
See? Yeah, I told you. Did I not say that?
That's characteristics of it.
Did I not say I wouldn't put tequila in this or whatever? Yeah.
Good experiment.
I told you. I would not put tequila in this. No. Yeah. Because the tequila is not going to do anything to it or whatever. So
it takes away from it, honestly.
Yeah, that's why you want to go stronger and smokier on this one. Or, dude, I'm a professional alcoholic. I've dibbled and dabbled. You know, I did a little razzle dazzle, you know, whatever. So, you know, they don't do anything. I will say it still tastes fine or whatever. If I wouldn't have had it first, if I would have just had it just straight with the mixed or right, I'd be like, oh, this is solid, whatever, like that. But now I'm biased. Having it on its own, this is one of the many first times I'll say that the juice is better than without the alcohol in it.
I think that's a first on the show.
It doesn't add anything to it.
It doesn't. No.
It dilutes the jalapeno like crazy.
That not only the spice, but the actual jalapeno flavor
too. Yeah. See, I knew it wasn't going to do much. I didn't think it would dilute it that much, though. I was just like, oh, it'd probably just either like knock it down a notch or whatever and just keep it somewhat balanced, whatever. But it straight up just, it vanished. It's diluted. It's gone. Yeah.
Mm. It's very fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Made it a little warmer, too, as well.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. That heat probably burned off of whatever.
Yeah, that last sip I took was better because it had more of the concentrate.
Yeah.
Less tequila.
Yeah. Still good.
Mm-hmm. It's still good.
Still good.
But it's not.
I gave that juice a last drop. I'd give this like a 3.
Yeah, I'd probably get like 2.5.
Yeah. Because I know if you put some ice in this or whatever and just chilled it, it'd probably be like really good. But as of right now,
Yeah, definitely going to be scalding this one.
Final thoughts on Fresh Victor juices here,
Cody. This is a great first showing.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Well, that's all their bottles.
Yeah. Well, it's an introduction for me.
Yeah. Pretty damn good stuff right here.
I would say
Overall, I would say it's probably ranging in the 3.5 range or whatever.
That's about right.
There's about like maybe 2 or 3 last drops in here. You gave one like 2 2.5s, the 2s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So 2 bottles are in the 2 range. 2 or 3 of them in the last drop range, and the other ones were like 3s. So I was like, this is probably like range around in the 3, 3.5 range or whatever, and stuff was all together as one. Great stuff, Fresh Victor. Thanks for shooting these out to us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
They're really delicious. I will say, even with that tequila in it, it's probably before because I didn't drink any water or whatever. That mouthful, though, is still like...
Oh, that's still spicy. That's still spicy. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's lingering as hell.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be number one just because of that. I was like, you really got to like cleanse your palate out if you drink something else after that. I'm glad we say that for last because I think that would have just fucked up the rest of everything else here.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because I'm kind of shocked it's still like in my gum area there.
Still got this little guy.
I saw the word vodka on it, so you could just stay right there where you were at.
Oh, please. I'm so good. I swear.
That'd be the best one. Watch. Or the worst one. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, do recommend vodka.
Yeah, they do recommend. Yeah. There's a lot of vodka recommendations.
Strawberry vodka lemonade. You can fuck off with that.
Shit, I almost choked there. You don't like strawberry vodka lemonade? No. I don't blame you on that. It tastes like shit. You've had strawberry vodka.
I did.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder how that happened.
Who the fuck knows? Yeah. Yeah, mysterious things happen these days. Yeah,
crazy.
All right, so we're going to get out of here then. We're done pretty much.
That was fun.
That was delicious as hell, too.
Yes, indeed.
I would say they're all kind of winners in some aspect or another.
They're all good.
Yeah. Some was just way better than others. Yeah. Man. Like that jalapeno lime one. Mm-hmm. That would win. So we'll be back next week. We're in our anniversary month here. Seven years during the last drop. Shout out to the Third Wheel Podcast for hosting us in their studio Appreciate you guys. Appreciate Fresh Victor for reaching out. Appreciate Lost Lore for hooking us up with that mix, though, right there. It didn't work in that last drink, but yeah.
Not their fault, though.
Oh, yeah, it's your fault. Yeah. I told you not to drink this. You know what? Quarter denied now.
That close.
Almost got that 50 cent raise, but he didn't, whatever. So, with that said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
This is going to make a weird clink noise or whatever.
Like
really
clean.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Oh.
Oh, that
was
weak.